Hello and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Center, the weekend edition. I'm Vedant Agarwala. Big focus on the show this evening. Well, a complete showdown between the Telangana government and superstar Allu Arjun over the killer Pushpa 2 theatre stampede. And well, now after the Chief Minister hit out at Allu Arjun in the Telangana Assembly, the superstar has now spoken out. He says that, well, it was the Telangana cops who failed to give me clear instructions. He was not asked to leave from the theatre, is what Allu Arjun has said. Though, of course, the Telangana police says that, he did not follow police instructions and he waved at the crowd, which led to the fan frenzy getting exacerbated. Our question on Left, Right and Centre this evening, who is really responsible for law and order when it comes to these situations, given the fact that, of course, these superstars, particularly after the entire pan-India cinema movement, enjoy a great deal of popularity and there is going to be a certain extent of fan frenzy, but killer stampedes must be avoided. Who takes responsibility? Do police and, of course, those representing the artists have to work in tandem? Ultimately, does law and order take precedence over everything else? Joining me on the show this evening, Sanjay Sahai, former IPS officer. Also with me, Shehzad Khan, an actor. Arnav Sharma, an event manager, is also with me on the show this evening. Let me begin by asking you, Mr. Khan, do celebrities become soft targets? Given the kind of complete breakdown of trust that we are seeing between the state and the film fraternity down south, do you feel that celebrities become soft targets given the fact that there was this dramatic arrest of Allu Arjun, then of course he was granted bail, but ultimately the onus is on the law enforcement authorities, the police, to make sure that such frenzy is contained?
Thank you very much for having me on your show. Yes, celebrities are soft targets. There is no doubt about it. But it depends from situation to situation. After what I heard from the respected CM of Telangana saying in the house that he was told not to come, but still he came. And the police had said that we cannot control because there are other theaters also in that area. So, and the way he came, the main thing is that the way he came, it was like as if some, not a star, but some kind of a neta or a politician, when he comes for election campaigning, he came that way. We have our stars here also in Bombay, in Mumbai. We have Shah Rukh Khan, we have Salman Khan, they have the films releases. But we have never seen them coming in this way, you know, with the standing out of the sunroof of the car and waving out to their fans and all that.
So that's an interesting point you're making. That's an interesting point you're making, Mr. Khan. And coming from a veteran actor, it's significant. You say that, well, it cannot become like a show of strength for a celebrity,
yes,
such screenings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when the authorities have said, we have to abide by the authorities.
Yes.
Whatever said and done. Because when it comes to, when we are in distress, it is the police with whom we run to for help. We do not run to any star. Stars never come to anybody's help. They are helpless themselves. But it is the police which comes to help for a common man, for the citizen of India. So we have to listen to the police. And if he has done this, what the Honorable CM has said, it is very, very sad. It's a very sorry affair. And he shouldn't have done this. And I think the court, once the thing starts in the court, the highest of punishment should be given to such kind of a person who disobeyed the police. And because of him, we lost a life and we lost a young kid, the youth of India, who's in coma. It means a lot. Aaj hamare in Hindustan mein jaan ki ahmiyat nahi hai. What do you think, by giving 25 lakhs rupees, you're compensating for a life? 25 lakhs is peanuts. It's nothing. No money can compensate for anybody's life.
I think so that's an important point you're making. That's an important point you're making, that, you know, has life and the cost of life become so cheap in India? Because ultimately it's about, you know, the fans' lives. And Arnav Sharma, I think your perspective would be interesting here, because what Mr. Shehzad Khan seems to suggest is that ultimately, you know, the superstar has to be mindful of the kind of impact that he may end up generating in a situation like this, particularly when you have a film like Pushpa 2, which is sort of seen as this big money spinner, this big commercial event film. You have to be more mindful of the kind of impact that you could generate by sort of a show of strength like this. But as an event manager yourself, ultimately, where does the responsibility of crowd control lie? Do you see that, you know, law enforcement authorities and the actor need to work in tandem in a situation like this? Because here you have the state and the superstar talking completely in different tangents.
First of all, so it's very unfortunate what has happened. And coming to the practices, I would say, generally when we are also organizing an event, we do have a like estimate, like what kind of a crowd is going to come, like how much big it's going to be. And before that, only we like few hours before, we do have a briefing along with the security that is involved in the event, that may be private. And we do have a briefing together, like, you know, whenever the police is being involved or any other government bodies being involved in that, and there are proper crisis plans that have been made, because it's not only for the security of artists, which people misconceptionally believe that it's being done only for the security of artists, but it's not only for the security of artists. I believe it's also for the security of the audience or the people who are coming to experience something, be it in an event or any of the promotions like this. And one of the like greatest briefing that is being given to any of the artists or their managers is that the vicinity, like all the first decisions of any of the crisis should be made by the police or the security. Only upon that, the managers or the artists should act upon it. And that will be the only thing that they have to follow, because otherwise it can have repercussions on both on the artist or the audience, which shouldn't be happening in a very well case.
Mr. Sanjay Sahai, come in on this, because the sense from the Telangana police seems to be that they did not anticipate that the crowd could go out of control. I mean, given the kind of fan frenzy that we've seen in other screenings of Allu Arjun, shouldn't the Telangana police have been more prepared rather than coming out and saying that Allu Arjun didn't listen to our instructions and the crowd went out of control and we didn't have the required tools in our arsenal to control the crowd?
See, what has happened is extremely unfortunate, but even more unfortunate than that is what is playing out after the incident.
Precisely.
Or the accident. That is the gameplay between the state government, the political powers maybe, and also the superstar. And the recent interview of the superstar, basically it adds more flame to the fire. So that is where we stand. With regards to the law and order and security arrangement, there is no denying the fact that it finally falls, the buck stops at the police. How it happened, why it happened is a different story altogether. We can keep blaming each other. And it is a very common sort of a protocol where other protocols are not there, that you put the responsibility on somebody else. If Allu Arjun had to say something, he could have said on the 4th of December itself. And if the police had to say something, they could have also told on the 4th or 5th of December when they said that there was absolutely no communication between the two. So the primate owners of this whole incident, both are playing games. There is absolutely no denying the fact. And in case of crowd management, what is their protocol? I spent more than three decades with the police. I don't understand what is the protocol. And in case of when being public personalities, more so on the state side, on the governmental side, we have an advanced security license. Why advanced security license is not a part of arrangements of this nature? And why there is not a standard protocol where the event manager needs to come, discuss everything? So there is laxity on both the sides, but the responsibility will squarely fall on the police's doorstep. There is absolutely no doubt about it. In case the event manager, in case the management of the theater, they don't inform the police, will the police never come to know? And why this gentleman went through the sunroof and all that, he has his own story. So today it is my story versus your story. And that also in a public event. It's not an event where an incident or a murder has happened.
Absolutely.
Where the presumption is between two people. The facts are very, very clear. The uncontested facts are that the police were informed of it. There is absolutely no doubt about it. That the event managers did not go in for a nature of license which was required, that the police did not make proper arrangements. That is also a reality. That what happens in South India, but for Kerala, it cannot be compared with Bombay.
I think that's very well put. Mr. Sahai, that's very well put. It's your story versus my story. That's how it's playing out. And that's extremely unfortunate. This complete breakdown.
And my power versus your power.
This complete breakdown of any sort of accountability, given the fact that you have young lives at stake. Mr. Shehzad Khan, come in on this. Because with this sort of increased commercialization of cinema, though of course that's a larger sort of topic to discuss, but with this increased commercialization, this increased sort of focus on PR, this increased focus on excessive marketing, this increased focus on projecting the star as, you know, somebody who is helming the film, would you say that everything else becomes secondary and the focus is very much on this, you know, entire fan frenzy, on this entire projection, as it were?
Yes, absolutely. The media, these people are very much responsible also. These guys who handle the shows and, you know, the media company, the PR companies, the event companies. And moreover, I think the other people who should be made straight are the celebrities' bouncers. They are bunch of hooligans. The way they treat the common man, they treat them like hooligans. The way they push them, they don't see if it's a lady, if it's a child. They're just like hooligans. Who the hell has made them the star? It is the people of this country. It is the common man which spends money and makes you a star. How can you behave this way with the common man?
But the contrarian point of view here, Mr. Shehzad Khan, is, as Allu Arjun has also said, that there's a lot of misinformation doing the rounds. He was simply following police instructions. If there is this kind of fan frenzy, he cannot be blamed alone, given the fact that he says that he was just following police instructions.
Did the police tell him to open the roof and come standing in the and wave out as if he's some politician? Did the police tell him that? The Honorable CM said that he was told not to come. And this is not the way any star comes. We have stars here also. We have a Shah Rukh Khan, we have a Salman Khan, we have an Amir Khan. Have you ever seen them opening the sunroofs and standing and waving out as if they are some netas? Okay. This job is only done during election campaignings.
Arnav Sharma, the last word to you. I have only 2 minutes on the debate. Go ahead.
Coming out of sunroof, I think that it's not even justified for any of the people who are endangered with these security issues. And coming onto that, I feel that at a point now, there should be a bridge between all the three things, be it event manager, the star's management, and also the police and the government authorities that are following up. Till the time these all three authorities are not in loop and what's happening and there's not a proper crisis made, these kind of issues might be arising, which is very unfortunate. And so they should be taken care. And I guess there should be a body from the government which is actually having a check on all these kind of events that are taking place in the city.
Okay. But, at the same time, you must not lose sight of the fact that ultimately crowd control is something that is the police's jurisdiction. But yes, Mrs. Hyde, go ahead.
Not owning responsibility is the biggest crisis which is happening today, whether on behalf of the government or on behalf of the people who matter and who are raking crores and crores out of it. And we need hard-coded, legally mandated protocols. That is how the DNA works. Without that, the Indian DNA is not going to work. So this is the only way forward. And the crowd management is left to the mercy of just some understanding between the organizers and the police or the event managers. So depending on the situation, these sorts of situations will keep arising because this star mania is primarily based on the 1,000 and 1,500 crores and whatever you are earning. So that will keep the frenzy on. And if the police... See, why did he go out of the sunroof? Because he's convinced of the fact that he will not be controlled and he can get away with it. And he has got away with it. That's simple as this. So where is the fear of the police? Where is the fear of the state? And the chief minister of the state could have spoken about it on the fifth morning itself. Why do you need the floor of the house? Because in the floor of the house, you have all the immunity.
Absolutely. I think that's very important. That's a very important point that ultimately there has to be hard-coded protocol. That's the only way we can control crowds in such a situation. And as you said, there's no fear of police and subsequently there is no accountability either. But ultimately, it's the common man which is suffering. Thanks very much, gentlemen. I'm afraid I'm completely running out of time. But thanks so much for joining us indeed on Left, Right and Center.